You guys okay until 9:30? What we'd like to do is put the lights up, and we're going to do a bit of a prophetic presbytery. So we're just going to line up Donna, Alan, Andy, and myself. I'd like Matt and Zoe to come up. And we're just going to line up here, and we're just going to see what the Lord wants to say and who he wants to say it to. So this is the fun part. This is the fun part. We love this part. Actually, in worship, the Lord said to me that we're doing a three-day conference in October here, Awake and Revival. So this is like just a bit of a taster for that. But in worship, the Lord said to me that we need to do this once a month leading up to October. So would you be up for that? Yeah. Okay, so Father, we just welcome your voice here, and we just say, Lord, can we have the lights up, please? Somebody? We just say, Lord, we welcome you here tonight, Lord, and we just say, come and speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Just come and speak and release your words that bring healing and restoration tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So we're just going to wait on the Lord and see what he says.
The lady in the second row with the black and green and white. What's your name, dear?
She's desperately trying not to know.
Pam? Did you want to stand up, Pam?
Can you stand up?
Pam, you stood out to me. I felt the Lord was highlighting you, and I felt that he was saying, well done, Pam. You know, that I've put my spirit within you, and it's a kind spirit, and it's one that's gentle, it's one that's compassionate, and it's one that mirrors his heart. And Pam, I feel the Lord is saying that he's going to take you to places where you're going to reveal his heart to the people around you. And I saw that you in grocery stores, in shops, and that you would go along to the checkouts, and you would go to the person in front, and you'd see there'd be somebody that looked in lack, and you would say, hey, let me pay for your shopping. And as you did that, it wasn't that you ended up without money. You ended up going home and then finding that your purse was full. And in fact, God wanted to encourage you to take risks and to step out, because there is a generous heart that he's put within you, and there is provision that he wants to provide for you. And there is never going to be a lack, but there's always going to be enough. And so Father is saying, look out for those people around you that might be in need or might be in lack, and show them love and be generous, because God is going to pour out his blessing on you as you give away, so he is going to give to you abundantly.
Yeah, if you just continue to stand. I also heard the Father say that actually that as a young person you had real dreams, and you heard God very clearly, but I feel that this is a season where God is going to really re-encounter you in a very new way. I feel that you're going to be, are you a dreamer? Do you dream dreams? I think you're going to start to have dreams of the Lord, and that he's going to begin to speak to you in the nighttime, because it's when your mind is quiet. And also, I felt that verse, you know, where it says, my thoughts are not your ways, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. And I feel the Lord says to you that verse actually is him saying, you know, my thoughts aren't your thoughts, but my heart is that you know my thoughts. And my heart is that you know my ways, that I want to share that he trusts you with the thoughts of his heart. And he's saying to you that he wants to come to you and share his thoughts with you. And he wants to show you his ways. And I feel that he's going to start to do that through the word, but also through dreams. I really feel God is going to begin to encounter you in the dream season. And it's going to be a really a time of pondering. And I feel that you need to either get a notebook or a journal and begin to write down the things that the Lord is going to speak to your heart. I feel that he's going to speak to you concerning other people through the word and through dreams. So make sure where it says in the word to write the vision down and run with it. You know, don't be scared of it. If you need someone to interpret it, I know Alaric is a dream interpreter, and there's a few people around that interpret dreams. So begin to journal what the Lord says to you from the Word, and I believe that He's going to back it up through dreams and vice versa to you. Yeah.
Just wanted to say something really quickly. Donna and I were in a conference called Voice of the Prophets recently, and when you've got someone like Sean Bolts or some of these wonderfully mature, gifted, experienced prophets in the room, you want to put a t-shirt on that says "Pick Me," because it's great to have a word from the Lord. But while we were there, we were jotting down things and listening to things, and there were certain things that were said, and we thought, "Oh, that's really relevant to me." And that really sits with me. And Don actually wrote these notes down. And then she started reading them out. And it was so spot on. It's like one word after another over 3 or 4 days. There's so many things that God's saying. So I just want to say, as we just feel like love is falling on someone or God's highlighting someone to us, that just because we picked them, it doesn't mean that what God is saying isn't for you as well. So the lovely thing about the kingdom is you just get to grab what's on the banqueting table. Okay, so I just encourage you to grab hold of that.
Anyone in there called Pete? No, I'm joking. It's actually the guy. So there's a lady behind that guy there with the black t-shirt on with the V-neck. With the really cool, smart hair.
Yeah, you.
Yeah?
Everyone always thinks it's not them.
No, yeah. Next to you. Sat next to you. Yeah. I noticed you earlier when I came in.
Can you stand up?
And yeah, go and stand up. Yeah. It's weird, really, because like Bowlesy and all that, they get these numbers, they get names, they get all these things. But I actually don't. But I just get like pictures and faces, and I just felt the Lord wanted you to know that you have a beautiful face, but you also got a beautiful heart, and it's really large, and it's like a sponge, and He's so happy that you soak up that love that He will willingly give you. And He hasn't said, "Oh, this guy's been a Christian for 3 months or 10 years. He hasn't said anything like that to me. But I saw your face, and He just said, "Wow, what a handsome guy. You know, you're a very handsome guy, and you've got it all going on, but it's what's in there that counts, you know. But God is pleased with what you've got in there, and He wants to keep filling the sponge up and then wring it out and give it away. And then He'll give you more." So I bless you with that, mate. And no.
Get it done. Okay, so I think this is for you. Actually, I know it's for you, Ange. I had a picture when I was away in America. And my whole stay while I was there, I was like, "Lord, if this is for anybody in particular, then just point that person out to me." Well, He didn't. So I thought, well, it must be for me then. But actually, as we're stood at the front here, for me personally, I'm like, "Oh my God, help me. God, help me. Speak for me. Say something. Give me something." And as I said that, He just reminded me of the picture, and I saw your face. And the picture was of a little girl, and she was beautiful. She had this beautiful white dress, and she was just running in the fields. She was loving. She was smiling. She was so happy. She was just skipping. She was just enjoying everything. It was pure bliss. It was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, she fell. And she really hurt herself. And her heart broke. And she looked up as if to say, "What happened? Why? What?" She was broken. And He looked at her and He swooped down. Father just swooped down. He swooped and He swirled and just embraced her. And as He did, He said, "I'm not here necessarily to prevent you from all of the pains of your walk, but I'm always here beside you and I'll never let you go." And that's for you.
I don't know who to pick first.
Age before beauty.
I want to get someone on this side of the room because this side of the room has all been... So as I'm on this side of the room, I'm aiming this side of the room. So I'm not quite sure, but you with the shirt on, glasses.
You with the shirt on.
The gray. I'm glad. I'm so glad you've got a shirt on.
You're over there with the face, yeah.
Yeah. What's your name? You've got sort of like a mauve type shirt.
The guy at the back, yeah. With gray hair, glasses.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Stop playing. Come on, Joe. Stop playing with me. What's your name?
Andy.
Well, my name's Andy. Strange that.
It's the Lord.
So there's something in the prophetic when you pick out your own name. Andy, I was just looking at you, and I just felt that the Lord was saying that that your glasses stood out to me. Not that they're big and like huge or anything, but they're quite small. But I felt that the Lord was saying that you're about to get an enhanced vision from Him, which has nothing to do with your glasses, but it's actually to do with the sight that you've got that's spiritual. And the Lord's going to actually take it, and it's actually going to be turned up several notches over the next season of your life. And you're about to see things in the spiritual realm that you never thought was possible. And the Lord says He's going to show you things that He has said in Scripture that have yet to be revealed. So I think that you're going to actually end up opening the Word of God, and that things are going to jump out of the pages at you because your eyes are seeing it with eyes of the Lord. And I think the Lord is going to bless your sight with an ability to see as He sees, not as you see in the natural. And so it's going to be enhanced, and it's going to increase, and it's going to increase, and it's going to increase. And you're going to notice it, and not only you, but others around you will notice when you actually start to share things that have come to you in revelation from the Lord. Because He wants to enhance who you are, and He says He loves who you are. You're special in His eyes, and He's always watched over you from you were a child right through to now. And He's known all about your life, and He wants this next season of your life to be where He wants you to be. And that's the dreams and the plans that He's had over your life to start coming into a fulfilled time of life where you know His presence and you know His hand is deeply upon your life. Yeah. Bless you, Andy. Yeah. And where is he? Yes, down the back on the left. It's a male. Yes, you. What's your name? George. George, I noticed you earlier as well. And I sense that the Lord's just about to take you on a journey. Have you traveled? Have you been in other nations? You've never been on an airplane? Yeah. Well, I sense that the Lord is about to take you on journeys. And if you've never traveled before, I don't know what that's going to look like for you. But I sense that the Lord's about to take you on journeys that's actually going to be exploratory. And you're going to see things like you've never seen before. A bit like Andy, but in a different arena. And He's got stuff that He's been holding back from you up until this season, but He's now in a season of release over your life, and your life is about to take a turn, obviously nearly 180 degree, and what you're doing now probably won't be what you're doing in 5 years' time. So I just sense that the Lord is about to take you and elevate you onto another level and take you places in the kingdom that's going to bless you, but because you're getting blessed, others are going to be blessed through you because of what you're going to carry from the King. So it's almost like He's given you a staff and a robe and has called you ambassador, and He actually is elevating you to be a voice for Him to others around this world. So how that works and how that figures for you, I'm not sure, but I think that's pretty exciting.
Stop yeah, by getting a passport.
The word of the Lord is get a passport.
Yeah. That's good. Anyone got a birthday on June the 15th? Or is anyone here called June? Anyone? No, that's fine. Pete, I do actually want to give you a word. And it's a word of general knowledge, but it's also a word of affirmation for both of you, actually. And I really want to honour you as a father in the kingdom. I want to honour your faithfulness and your righteousness. You're a righteous man. I've loved just getting snapshots of the journey that you've been on, and I realise that there's been a lot of pain and a lot of struggle, and you've carried a massive burden that wasn't actually yours to carry. I know that. That's not a word from the Lord. I just know that. And I'm sure that's actually a bigger burden than you've even shared with friends. But God knows. God knows what you've had to bear, and it's been really heavy. But you've been faithful, and you've not let go, and you've kept going. You put one foot in front of the other. You kept going. It's persistence. You set your face like flint and sought His kingdom. And What I see is God taking you out from this narrow path into a really open and spacious place. And it's like you can go to the east, you can go to the west, you can go to the north, you can go to the south. It's just an open plain. And you can go to places in the forest that are like that. You can be under the trees, you can be in a path, and then it's like, wow, it's a wide open space, and there's wonderful views, and you see the animals and the horses and things. And it's even more than that, it's bigger. It's like going out into some of the wild places in America where the sky is so huge. And that's the kind of, this is the area that God's given you to actually take care of, is what I feel. Because he can trust you with the smaller things, he's trusted you with the bigger things, and this is a mark of your life. He's trusted you with this much, and he's given you more. So the man who has more is given, actually. And the other word I hear is it's this thing about that God prospered the man until he was very prosperous. And there's a prosperity in your soul that will bring prosperity to those around you, and that's a prosperous life. I'm not just talking financial prosperity, although that's part of it, I believe. That God wants to prosper you in such a way that it's a prosperous life, it's a joyful life, it's a happy life. And in joy is one third of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. And joy isn't just laughing; it's actually smiling on the inside. It's peace in the storm. It's knowing that God is good all the time. So yeah, again, I just want to say I honour you. I honour you both for the journey you've had, for the decisions you've had to make, and what you've carried. And as that burden's lifted, what is coming, it will not be heavy at all. It will be easy. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Yeah, so bless you. I just want to go slightly to the right. So I will. Now, in the sense that I just want to step out of the prophetic into words of knowledge. I just believe God wants to heal some things in the room. So I encourage you to stand up, just like blind Bartimaeus was so blind, his first name was Blind. And when there is a joke in there somewhere, if you look really hard, work with me. And when the disciple came to him, Jesus was stopped in his track by the cry of Bartimaeus' heart. And the disciple said, "Be of good cheer, on your feet, the Lord is calling you." And this is what we believe words of knowledge are. It's a word from heaven. So if there's anyone here who's got right ear problems, either a hearing loss or especially at the moment like a burning ear infection, if that's you, either raise a hand or stand up. That would be really good. Anybody in the room? Just me then. Oh, good. Okay, there's one. Bless you. I'm going to pray for anyone that's standing when I finish in a second. Anyone with gum issues? I can't even pronounce that word, but it ends in itis. Yeah. And I touched on this earlier on in the meeting, just because I sensed that was something God wants to do. And that is, if you do not have peaceful nights, I believe God wants to restore your nights to you. He wants to give you really good sleep. And also, if you're having night terrors or bad dreams, God's going to remove that ungodly influence and replace it with his peace that is beyond understanding. So you're going to sleep really well, but not only that, you're going to dream really good dreams. Don't have to stand up at the moment. Stand up when I've finished. And alongside of that, there's anxieties associated with that as well. You know, do not worry. It's a really important word. We need to recognize and realize that if we're in fear, then we're not in faith. Fear will rob us of our faith. Jesus went after this a lot, and I haven't got time to preach a message on that, but trust me, I'm a doctor, okay? It's true. That's all I'm saying about that. It's true, so stop it in Jesus' name. So God wants to deal with anxiety as well. And the last one, hip problems, especially left hip. If you've got, maybe you've had hip replacement surgery, or you've had surgery that hasn't worked very well, it hurts. Simply as that, I believe God wants to heal that. So if you're able to stand now, and I'm going to pray. Is that okay?
Can I give a couple of words?
Oh, yeah, and there's more. So okay, if you want to just rest for a second, we'll call you up in a minute. The reason to stand is just to say, I'm believing that's me. Be of good cheer, stand up, the Lord's calling you. Go.
Through worship, I had cramp in my left foot, through the toes up into the arch of the foot and around the side of the foot. So if you are one that gets cramp, this was especially in my left foot. It could be both of your feet, but I got it in my left foot. If that's you and you get cramps in your or spasms in your feet. If you could stand up, please, because it was quite severe. Happy days, happy days, happy days. And also, I got this feeling in my diaphragm, like right up in my stomach area, like I'd been punched. It was like this ache in my stomach. So it's very, very specific, like right here, like somebody's punched you. It's like this, oh, you know, this where you can't get comfortable, and it's just here. And if that's you, had that as well, did you?
Yeah.
Right here. So if that's you, could you stand up, please? Excellent. Anybody else?
Any more words, knowledge?
Cool. Yeah, has anybody got a pain just in this area of the back of the neck that's quite just like, it's almost like something sharp pressing into it?
Yeah.
This lady here. Anybody else?
Okay.
Anybody got the lower parts of the legs actually a little bit tight but feeling heavy? So it's like your lower legs are really like lead weights. If that's you, you want to stand. Yep. And go ahead, Zoe.
Okay, if anybody's got a pain, just here. There. So, yeah, just literally going down. There. That's it.
Cool. So,
I've got a picture of the tail end, and I just felt that if there was somebody here that has problems sitting, like at the base of the coccyx, that it's really, really sore. God, what to heal that tonight.
Excellent. So, if any of those conditions, problems relate to you, please stand up. Just to say that I know we're coming to the end of the time that we said, but we'll be happy to stay and lay hands on you and pray for you personally after we've done with this prayer, if that's all right. Good. So, yeah, let's pray. If you're near someone, just reach your hand out to them. You don't have to place a hand on them. And if you are going to touch them, ask permission or put it on their shoulder. Stand up and stand with them. So we just let everyone engage with this. We are the body of Christ. We get to release the bounty of heaven together. So, Father, we pray for all those conditions. Pray for the right ear. Command healing to come in that ear. If there's hearing loss, we say be restored in Jesus' name. All infection go in the name of Jesus. For the mouths, for the gum problems, we command new flesh to form, all infection to go away, and gums to be restored, teeth to become healthy in the name of Jesus. Speak especially to the hip and hips in the room. Command restoration. Lord, thank you for what you're doing with restoring bones. We say you make all things new. Lord, we declare new in Jesus' name. Would you send angels on assignment with the body parts required to come and minister to and release healing from heaven to earth now in Jesus' name. We speak healing and wholeness to come. We release healing in the name of Jesus to every joint, every neck, every shoulder problem be released, every nerve damage be repaired, restored in Jesus' name. Command blood flow to come into those areas in Jesus' name. And I speak peace to the storm of the night in Jesus' name. And we bind and break off every plan and scheme of the enemy over your life to cause disturbance through the night. We break off any ungodly assignment against you. We cancel every curse that's spoken over your life in the name of Jesus. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. And I speak against any spell, any curse, any hex spoken against you intentionally or incidentally or anything that's come down the family line that would cause problems through the night. We release peace into your night times now in the name and authority of Jesus. We command peace to come back into those night times in Jesus' name. Good dreams. Your dream about Jesus. Dream about heavenly places. And God will restore to you that which the enemy has stolen in his name and in Jesus' name. We speak about those other problems that were called out, and in Jesus' name we command healing to come. We speak healing to bodies in Jesus' name. Speak to the lower leg in the name of Jesus. Say, be restored, be healed. Where muscles are torn and there's scar tissue, we command the scar tissue to dissolve in Jesus' name. And speak to the innermost being, this upper abdominal area where there may be blockage or pain. I say, peace be still to that storm in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, bring total release. All pain go in Jesus' name. And we say, hips be restored, bones be restored, bodies be restored now in Jesus' name. We speak to every mouth. Mouth ulcers to dissolve away. Healthy tissue to be restored in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If we're just going to break in just for a moment, I want to say, is anyone sensing where there was a noticeable pain before, if their pain has decreased? If you could wave one hand at me. If you think you're actually at least 80% better, if you could wave both hands over your head. But if you really feel like God's doing something into your situation, your pain's going, you're less than your faith sense, peace of God. We've got one over here. Thank you, Jesus. Two over here. Thank you, Jesus. Any more sensing God moving? So I'm going to pray again in a moment, and then we're going to invite you to come down the front, and we'll pray for you. Okay. Do you want to pray? I'll pray again. I'm going to pray again. Sorry, a little bit of confusion in the front. Yeah, lost. Yeah, so Father, we just contend. We don't just pray once and give up because nothing happens. We just contend in Jesus' name. I spent an hour with an older lady on Saturday night, and she hadn't eaten for 6 weeks, and she's very weak. And we found that she went to bed in pain. And then in the morning she went to church and proclaimed that all her pain had gone and she was able to eat again. It's just amazing. God is really good all the time. So we're not just going to stop. Oh, I didn't pray for the feet, did I? There we go. I'm going to just, in Jesus, that's your foot, right foot, your ear. Wow, got that wrong. So speak to the feet, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless those feet. We bless them with that our feet are carriers of the gospel of peace. We bless every foot in this room to be healed in Jesus' name, for toes to be straightened, for ligaments to be healthy, all infection, inflammation to go in Jesus' name. And I bless these ears to be opened in Jesus' name. Any tinnitus to go in Jesus' name. Bless these ears to be opened in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So if there's anyone else that senses they feel any better, it's really good when we're praying for healing just to keep pressing in. Thank you, Jesus. It's good. Did you want to...